It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Tackling the controversies, engaging the culture, challenging the status quo, and taking your calls. Dr. Brown is the director of Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Call now at 866-34-TRUTH and get into the line of fire.
Did you know what's going to be happening in schools all over America, perhaps with several hundred thousand students, on April 16th? That's this coming Friday. Do you know what the Day of Silence is? And do you know what Christians are doing in response to the Day of Silence? Michael Brown, thanks for joining us today on The Line of Fire. I'm coming your way live from New York City. Just got back from Los Angeles late last night. Got on the plane early this morning to fly to New York City, where I'll be part of a symposium with Messianic Jewish leaders, theologians, scholars, discussing different aspects of the deity of Yeshua, the deity of the Messiah, and Jewish tradition. But it's time for radio, so we're here with you. Here's the number to call, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884, or email me at Dr. Brown, that's drbrown, at askdrbrown.org. Do you know what the Day of Silence is? Can you tell me what the Day of Silence is? Something that'll be happening this Friday in schools all over America, perhaps in a school near you. Depending on what state you live in, some states will have more than others. But this is happening all over America, has been for a good number of years now. In high schools primarily, you may find it in some middle schools, you'll find it in some colleges. The Day of Silence, do you know what it is? 866-34-TRUTH. I first found out about it. I was ministering in upstate New York. We were talking about challenges kids were having in schools, talking about what's happening in the society. And a young lady got up and began to talk about something that was happening in her school and how difficult it was. And this particular day in April, which was basically a gay activism day, and she actually said it was, I've heard from others that it was part of a whole week of kind of gay-oriented propaganda in the schools. And on this particular day, the kids would come into school, and they would say they're not going to participate in class discussion. They would hand cards into teachers. We're not going to participate in class discussion and standing with our gay and lesbian friends because of the silencing of the homosexual community in some of the older literature that used to refer to the persecution and oppression of the homosexual community. So I'm looking at the website, A Day of Silence, April 16th, 2010. Again, this is sponsored in particular by the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network. Kevin Jennings was the leader of that for quite a number of years, was the executive director of that. He is now President Obama's Safe School Czar. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. That's true. Day of Silence, April 16th, 2010. What are you going to do to end the silence on the National Day of Silence? Hundreds of thousands of students nationwide take a vow of silence to bring attention to anti-lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender name-calling, bullying, and harassment in their schools. They lay out how to get ready, how to get organized, get connected. They've got things you should know about student rights and days of the Day of Silence. And they've got a story here, April 6, 2009. Carl Walker Hoover took his life after enduring constant bullying, young black man, a student, including anti-LGBT bullying. Though Carl did not identify as gay, his story is a tragic reminder that anti-LGBT bullying and harassment affects all students. Carl would have turned 12 on the 2009 Day of Silence. So there's obviously an emotional appeal. There's obviously an appeal to students to stand up for their fellow students, and to stand against persecution, harassment. Now listen, if this was simply a matter of we've got to be sensitive to bullying, harassment, name-calling in our schools, whether it's over religion, whether it's over a kid's kid being obese, whether it's that someone identifies as gay or lesbian and is getting harassed and bullied, well, even though, obviously, I stand against homosexual practice, and I'd rather see that kid who identifies as gay and lesbian get help rather than be affirmed in their gay identity. Of course, I stand against harassing and bullying and name-calling and things like that. So, of course, whatever you do to educate, help people, that's wonderful. But in point of fact, this is standard gay propaganda. These days are used in particular to get out gay agenda activism in schools. I'm not saying this is an alarmist. It's a fact. Kids will talk about it. Many of the teachers will participate, be part of this. So what is a Christian response? Parents, maybe this is the first time you're hearing about this, so may I encourage you to call your school. If you've got a kid in high school in particular, but middle schools as well, can I encourage you, parents, to call your school and to ask for an administrator or superintendent and ask them, will the school be participating in the Day of Silence? Well, we'll talk about how we can respond to that in a moment, but you should find out first if your school is participating in the Day of Silence. If so, you need to do something about it. If you've got a kid in public school, because it is a day when these kids feel under pressure, it is a day when Christian kids can in turn be harassed. In fact, you don't hear a whole lot of talk about Christian kids that get harassed, Christian kids that get bullied, and believing kids that get opposed, because really the direction is one way in terms of the concern here. But it's a day when believing kids often feel very uncomfortable. It's a day when believing kids feel themselves silenced. It's a day when believing kids feel, boy, there's just this propaganda being put out here. Remember, we're talking about a public school. I'm talking about a history lesson or a math lesson or a music lesson. So I encourage you to find out if these things are going to be happening. Then the question is, how should we respond? Some would say the best thing to do is to be there as evangelists. The best thing to do is to be there as a friend. And as a Christian young person, to tell those that identify as gay or lesbian or bisexual or transgender in the schools, to say to them, you know, hey, we really care about you, and we love you, and we feel bad that you're being picked on, and we're not going to be picking on you. We stand with you, but there's a better way than what you're experiencing so far, and it comes through transforming faith in Jesus. Others say, this is a day you pull your kids out. This is a day of gay activist propaganda. This is a day that public schools have no business participating in. This is a day when values that are contrary to the values of your family and your beliefs will be put on students, and you need to send a message to the school district by pulling your kids out. The Illinois Family Institute has led this for several years, the Day of Silence Walkout, and I have endorsed this, as well as the Day of Truth, which I'll talk to you about in a moment. But here's what they say on their website. The Day of Silence, which is sponsored by the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, Fast Approaches, this year will take place in most public schools on April 16th. On this day, thousands of public high schools and increasing numbers of middle schools, talking about young kids, will allow students to remain silent throughout an entire day, even during instructional time, to promote GLSEN, that's the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, to promote GLSEN's socio-political goals and its controversial, unproven, and destructive theories on the nature and morality of homosexuality. Parents must actively oppose this hijacking of the classroom for political purposes. Please join the national effort to restore to public education a proper understanding of the role of government-subsidized schools. Please help depoliticize the learning environment by calling your child out of school if your child's school allows students to remain silent during instructional time on the Day of Silence. You know, things are so bad now in England that parents have been told that when they have one particular week in the year, which is like gay propaganda week, where the kids are going to learn, quote, the truth about homosexuality, and be exposed to all types of politically and socially motivated teaching from perspectives that we would obviously fundamentally disagree with, except for the fact that everyone should be loved and cared for and treated with respect and kindness. But parents have been told you are not allowed to pull your kids out. You will be penalized for pulling your kids out, if you can believe that. So some are advocating the Day of Silence Walkout. And I could get into some of the reasons for that. And then there's the Day of Truth, which was developed by the Alliance Defense Fund, sponsored by Exodus International, which says, okay, listen, here's the deal. The Day of Silence is going to take place on the 16th. That's a Friday. The day before, sometimes they've done it the day after. In this case, because it's a Friday, the day before, we're going to have the Day of Truth, and we're going to come in and use this day as an opportunity to speak up for Jesus, an opportunity to say, yes, we stand against bullying and harassment, but we do not stand with homosexual activism. Can we have an honest conversation? What do you think is the right response? 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be back. Welcome back, friends, to The Line of Fire. Michael Brown coming your way live from New York City. Great to be with you today. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. What should we do about the Day of Silence? Day of Silence is a gay-sponsored, politically motivated day that is held in schools all over America. Middle schools as well as high schools. It'll be taking place this Friday, April 16th. And the goal of this, as stated by the Day of Silence people, is it's to stand with the gay and lesbian community and stand against bullying, harassment. They've been silenced, and other students will come into school and say, we won't participate today in the class discussion. We will stand in solidarity with you. Others have said, Christian organizations, look, this is a day that's designed to normalize homosexuality. Again, we're talking about public schools. This is a day to normalize cross-dressing. This is a day to say that homosexuality is no different than heterosexuality, and there's a goal with it, not simply to put an end to bullying and harassment, as if you're going to get kids to stop doing that. I'm all for making the effort. But it's politically motivated, and parents should pull their kids out that day or participate in the Day of Truth the day before. What do you think? 866-34-TRUTH. I'll tell you more about what motivates the Day of Truth in a moment, but first we'll go to the phones. Trudy in Winston-Salem, thanks for calling.
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Yes. Yes. I feel that the Day of Silence, I really do not agree with it. I mean, I don't agree with the harassment and the bullying, but I don't agree with homosexuality either. I really don't. And the latter thing that you said, I definitely do not stand for that. I have grandchildren who are in high school and in middle school. Personally, if it were me, I would like to see them pulled out on that day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how, you know, what their parents would do, but I just don't agree with it. I wish that politics would just be taken out of schools completely.
Yeah, listen, Trudy, I'm a grandparent too. Our oldest is just 9, but in a few more years, it'll be middle school age. It's one thing to teach, treat everybody with kindness, and kids that are different, even kids that act differently, kids that are not nice to you, yeah, treat them with kindness, be loving, be respectful. Of course, we should put those principles in our kids, but the idea that they're going to sit there when many of the teachers are going to be participating in this and advocating pro-homosexuality and trying to put that propaganda in the minds of impressionable young people. You're absolutely right. This is not the place of our public schools to be doing that. So
no.
I appreciate you calling in as a grandparent. That's how I'm relating now, as a grandparent. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Okay.
God bless you. Do you agree with Trudy, friends? Those of you who are parents of or grandparents of high school students, middle school students, do you think you should pull your kids out on that day? I'll get to the Day of Truth in a minute. But let me read to you again from the Illinois Family Organization their reasons for pulling kids out. Are you ready? The explicit purpose of a day of silence is to encourage sympathy and support for students involved in homosexual and cross-dressing behaviors whose voices have been allegedly silenced by the disapproval of society. The implicit purpose is to undermine the belief that homosexuality and cross-dressing is immoral. Parents should no longer passively countenance the political usurpation of public school classrooms through student silence. Parents should call their children's middle schools and high schools to ask whether the administration and our teachers will be permitting students to remain silent during class on the day of silence. If students will be permitted to remain silent, parents can express their opposition most effectively by calling their children out of school on the day of silence and sending letters of explanation to their administrators, their children's teachers, and all school board members. One reason this is effective is that most school districts lose money for each student absence. So you're sending a message to the schools, and not only are you watching out for your kids and protecting your kids from what you believe would be a wrong moral influence, but you are sending a message to the schools. Now, there's another argument that says you may be doing that. You may send a message to the schools, and you may send a message to your kids, and you may protect your kids from pressure and influence that's negative, but don't you want to send a positive message to gay and lesbian kids or those who identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender? Don't you want to send a message to them? If you pull your kids out, isn't that sending a message of hate to them? Or isn't that sending a message of, we don't care about your situation? Certainly there are kids that get harassed and they're called names, sissy and faggot and things like that. And so some kids don't even identify as homosexual. They get harassed like that. Now you're going to pull your kids out on that day. Doesn't that lend to the rejection these kids are already facing? So others have a different approach, which is the Day of Truth, which was started by the Alliance Defense Fund about 6 years ago. Since then, about 17,000 kids total have participated in that. And the Day of Truth is going to be the day before or the day after the Day of Silence. And the Day of Truth is saying, let's have a conversation. Because many Christian kids find that they're not allowed to discuss this subject in school. That in the public schools, the conversation goes one way only. It's pro-homosexual, it's pro-transgender. It's the normalization of homosexuality. And look, you may say, why do you talk about this on the radio? Because it's happening left and right, okay? The Riddle homophobia scale, which I've mentioned previously, recommended for high school children and up, it gives you four categories. You're going to evaluate students based on four categories of so-called homophobia and four categories that are considered positive. Do you know that if you tolerant of homosexuality and accept homosexuality, that is now considered homophobic? Was that clear? Acceptance and tolerance of homosexuality are now considered homophobic on the Riddle homophobia scale, named after Dr. Dorothy Riddle. Instead, you must have an attitude of nurturance and support and admiration of homosexual practice in order to not be classified as homophobic. So the Day of Truth was started 6 years ago by the Alliance Defense Fund to affirm every student's constitutional right to free speech and to provide an opportunity to have an honest conversation about sexuality. As the Exodus International, which is working together on this, the largest network of ministries helping people with unwanted same-sex attraction, is standing with us. I'll give you their take. It's the goal of the Day of Truth for students to have an honest conversation about relationships, sexuality, and faith. So what should we do as Christians? Pull our kids out, participate in the Day of Truth instead of the Day of Silence. We'll talk about it when we come back. Stay with us. Welcome back, friends, to The Line of Fire. Michael Brown talking with you live from New York City. right next to LaGuardia Airport, actually. Talk about Day of Silence, Gay Activist sponsored day that'll be taking place April 16th. So this coming Friday, in which kids will come to school, probably several hundred thousand across America, middle schools, high schools, saying that they won't participate in class discussion because of the silencing of their gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender friends by society. It is not just a day to tell kids to treat everyone with respect, which we agree with. It's not just a day to speak against bullying and harassment. We agree that those things are wrong. But it is a day for gay activist propaganda to be distributed through schools, talked about. Students have told me sometimes they have an entire week where their school has special teaching and emphasis on this in the public school. So you need to call your school, parents, call your school and ask if there will be a day of silence that the school will be allowing, participating in. And if that's the case, you need to voice your protest. And I'd encourage you to either be part of the Day of Silence walkout. We've got links to all this. Go to AskDrBrown.org and click on the Line of Fire. We have links where you can find out about the Day of Silence right out of the horse's mouth, what gay lesbian activists are saying about this and why they say it's important. And, of course, they're only going to put the best foot forward on it and not let you know about a lot of the agenda that goes along with it. Then you can read about the Day of Silence walkout, sponsored by the Illinois Family Institute. I may have called them organization earlier, and their reasons for it, as well as the Day of Truth, sponsored by the Alliance Defense Fund and Exodus International, which advocates on the day before that kids wear certain T-shirts, hand out certain cards, which encourage honest discussion about faith and about sexuality. What do you think? What's the right course of action? What would you do as a parent? What are you planning to do as a parent now that you know about this? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Hey, I don't know that I've talked about some of these things in quite a while, so I just want to read a few quotes to you, okay? Just as a reminder. Oh, before I do that, I hope you're aware that this Thursday night will be the debate with Professor Bart Ehrman on the Bible and the problem of suffering. I really covered your prayers, not that I do well in the debate, but that God be glorified, that people be drawn to him and see his goodness and see him as the hope of the world. There's a live webcast, so you can watch this absolutely free in the comfort of your own home or I guess on your iPhone or smartphone or wherever you're going to be. If you want to find out how you can watch this on the free live webcast, go to AskDrBrown.org. That's AskDrBrown.org. And right on the homepage, there's a link, and you just sign up. It's a completely free webcast. I'd love for you to be able to watch it this Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Okay, let me share some quotes with you. This is from the UK, the National Union of Teachers. Yes, the abbreviation is NUT, July 2006. It is particularly important to begin to make 3 to 5-year-olds aware of the range of families that exist in the UK today. Families with one mom and dad, 2 moms, 2 dads, grandparents, adoptive parents, guardians, etc. This is the National Union of Teachers in the UK saying that you should let kids, it's very important to let kids 3 to 5 years old know, hey, some families have one mom, some a mom and a dad, and that's just one of many options, one of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 options, etc., as they list it. Could be a mom and a dad, could be 2 moms, could be 2 dads. Make the kids understand, because this is just the world we live in. This is a call to action in conjunction with the film It's Elementary, talking about gay issues in school. All teachers have the right and the responsibility to weave respectful, age-appropriate messages about lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender people and issues into their lessons and classrooms. Educators should not need to seek approval or have parental consent to discuss LGBT people and issues in the classroom in age-appropriate ways unless the discussion involves actual sexual practices. So any teacher, you shouldn't need administrative approval. You should have the right, and you have the responsibility, they're saying, Yeah, whatever's appropriate for the age. You need to be talking about lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, just whatever the age group can tolerate and understand. You need to be influencing them, getting them to think along the lines of gay activists intend. Friends, you may not know it. You got a six-year-old in school, and then they come home learning this stuff. Come on, a kindergartner in California, was it 2 years ago maybe? Comes home, has signed up, and didn't even know how to sign their name. Of course not. I mean, just put the, whatever they're writing down. They're going to be an ally. Come home and tell parents, I'm going to be an ally. For what? Oh, gay, lesbian, ally. Didn't even understand the thing. Kindergartner. How about this? United School District School Board of San Francisco. This is official policy. Restroom accessibility. Students shall have access to the restroom that corresponds to the gender identity, their gender identity exclusively and consistently at school. So however the identified school, if they always, if a boy identifies as a girl, always, then he can use the girls' room. How about this from Los Angeles Unified School District Reference Guide? Gender identity refers to one's understanding, interests, outlook, and feelings about whether one is female or male or both or neither, regardless of one's biological sex. And from the San Francisco school policy, heterosexism is an overt or tacit bias against homosexuality rooted in the belief that heterosexuality is superior or the norm. Friends, this is what is fueling fires in schools near you and maybe where your kids are. As I've often mentioned, one of our students was teaching, young lady was teaching at a preschool in Charlotte for four-year-olds and was told that she could not address the children as boys and girls because that would be making a gender distinction. She had to call them friends. We need to wake up. There are plenty of things I'd rather talk about. There's some things it is necessary to talk about. This is one of them. So Day of Truth started 6 years ago by the Alliance Defense Fund to affirm every student's constitutional right to free speech and to provide an opportunity to have an honest conversation about sexuality. Exodus International believes that every human being is a person for whom Jesus Christ died, is of immeasurable intrinsic worth, and should be treated with respect and dignity. Exodus and Day of Truth strongly opposes bullying, name-calling, and acts of aggression against any individual or group of individuals for any reason. It's the goal of Day of Truth for students to have an honest conversation about relationships, sexuality, and faith. Friends, I urge you as parents, call your school today, find out whether they're sponsoring the Day of Silence, and if so, either participate in the walkout on Friday, pull your kid out, and or the Day of Truth on Thursday. Your kids can get a message out. We've got links on the website if you go there. All right. Changing subjects when we come back. Stay with us. Joining us today, friends, on the Line of Fire broadcast, Michael Brown, coming away live from New York City, part of a Messianic Jewish symposium, some theologian scholars talking about the deity of Yeshua and Jewish beliefs. But on the air today, we're talking about the Day of Silence, Gay Activist Day, this coming Friday, April 16th, where kids are encouraged not to participate in class, to remain silent because gays and lesbians have been silenced by society. I am 100% against bullying, harassment, name-calling. I am 100% for compassionate outreach to those who identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. I am 100% against politicizing these issues in the schools. I am 100% against 100% against the schools being used to teach kids that homosexual practice is fine, that being transgender is fine. This is just a destructive pattern that's been in our school for years. So we have been talking about options. Do you pull your kids out that day? Day of Silence Walkout, sponsored by the Illinois Family Institute. Do you have your kids participate the day before in the Day of Truth, calling for gracious and compassionate interaction with other students about faith and sexuality? Is your biggest concern talking to protecting your kids? Is your biggest concern reaching out to gay kids in the school? 866-34-TRUTH. Let me grab a couple of calls here. Jim from somewhere in North Carolina, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for allowing me to get a word in. I think that day is ridiculous. The way it's going, this country's really going down. Going to hell in a handbasket, according to the phrase.
So what should we do about it?
Well, pray for those who are trying to get this thing underway. If I had grandkids, I wouldn't want them to take part in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm definitely, unless your kid was a real strong evangelistic type that was not moved by these things and wanted to make a difference, I would absolutely be for pulling the kids out that day to send a message to the schools. And then use the day before to have conversations. So I think most parents really don't know what's being taught in the schools, and if they did, they'd be a little shocked.
Yeah, they better wake up. Thanks for accepting my call.
Yes,
Take
sir.
Care. Keep doing the good work. Bye.
All right. God bless you. Thank you, sir. All right. 866-34-TRUTH. Steve in Kaysville, Utah. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Dr. Brown, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to call partly as an encouragement. If it had not been actually for talk radio, I probably would have left my kids in school. But now I'm in Utah, and I didn't think there'd be any day that this would ever come up as a subject, but it did come up at school. They wanted to have this gay agenda without the parents' consent, and I went in my closet and prayed. I'd never imagined I would be able to afford private school. My kids are 5-year-old and 8-year-old boys, and but I went to the school, and they made a way. They actually wrote up a number that was lower than, it was lower than what I thought I could afford. And but I figured till about, like you just made a comment about, until they're strong enough to withstand, the onslaught with, these agendas that are led by adults in a school setting, then they'll be in private school.
Steve, bless you for taking that stand, and I'm glad that God's provided and made a way. Look, we're talking about impressionable little kids, like you said, being influenced by adults. And we are sending kids to school saying, listen to your teacher, pay attention to your teacher, learn from your teacher. And some of these teachers are quite overtly seeking to influence the thinking of little kids that, it's fine. Some boys like boys, some girls like girls, and they grow up like that. That's called gay or lesbian. That's fine. And maybe you're a boy in a girl's body. Look, Steve, I actually have instruction manual put out by GLSEN, Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network. And remember, the former executive director of that has been appointed by President Obama as the safe school czar. If you can imagine this. I have material where one of the instruction lessons is called Finding Your Inner Tranny, meaning your inner transgender identity, where they get kids to kind of look inside and, maybe I really am like a boy in a girl's body. So, we need to get our kids out of these kinds of influences as much as possible. Not everyone's able to. And as parents, really be involved with them. And then as they're strong, sure, send them in as evangelists.
Yeah, yes, sir. And the one thing about it is the fact that the boys in particular, and, I'm only speaking from a boy's point of view, are so confused at vulnerable age.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Your boy likes a girl when he's 6-7 years old. Ooh. Hey, we got to run. Thanks, Steve. God bless you, man. All right. We'll be back with more. Unrelated subject, but I'm going to stay focused here talking about gay biased education in schools. Do you know what happened in Massachusetts in the case Parker versus Hurley? It made it all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court declined to the Supreme Court declined to hear it. But what happened was the parents of a kindergarten or a first grade kid were upset when they saw some of the educational material that was being used, the so-called diversity bag, which had a book, Who's in a Family, and the book in particular was had pictures. You could have two dads or two moms. So the parents said, David and Tanya Parker, said to the school, listen, we want to know when this stuff's being taught, and we want to be able to pull our kid out. We were talking to a kindergartner then or first grader, and they're told, no, we don't have to tell you. We teach what we want to teach, and it's legal in Massachusetts, and same-sex marriage is legal. Anyway, I'm not going to get into all the details of it, but it's finally got into the court's hands, and the judge ruled, and the Supreme Court has decided not to hear this, so this is where it has stopped. The judge ruled that it is more important to teach diversity, which includes and focuses on, in many cases, homosexual practice. It is more important for the schools to teach diversity than to honor the requests of the parents. I kid you not, this is a legal ruling, friends, in Massachusetts. So when Sean Landon, a young father, wrote to his school and said, I've got a first grader and I would like to be notified by the schools when you are going to teach things relating to homosexuality, they wrote back and said, oh, I guess you're new to town and you haven't heard about the court ruling. And so first, under law, we have no obligation to tell you. Second, same-sex marriage is legal in Massachusetts, so there's nothing wrong with us teaching on that. Why should we tell you? And third, our teachers can teach on this whenever in the world they want to. So even if we wanted to tell you, we don't know when they're going to teach on it. This stuff is unreal, friends, and it's far more pervasive than you realize, because of which I wrote a poem called Here at School, The Slant is Gay. Let me read it to you. Little Johnny went to school there to learn a brand new rule. No longer could the boys be boys or have their special trucks and toys. Only six, so young and tender. It's time for him to unlearn gender and break the binding two-sex mold, that hurtful thinking that's so old. Parents at home can have their say, but here at school, slant is gay. In other words, to make this clear, there's nothing wrong with being queer. Having two moms is mighty fine. To disagree is out of line. We'll deconstruct the family and smash religious bigotry and keep the church out of the state by saying faith is really hate. Free speech can only go one way, since here at school, the slant is gay. So little ones, it's time to learn about famous queers, each one in turn, lesbian greats, long-neglected, well-known gays just now detected. Some perhaps were man-boy lovers. We'll keep that stuff under the covers. Glisten will fill in for granny and help kids find their inner tranny. Those born in a body that's wrong will hear sex change before long. And through the years, as Johnny grows, he will learn that anything goes with Bill, who's trans, and Joe, who's bi, and Sue, who thinks that she's a guy. United in the day of silence, joining the gay straight alliance. Queer new system rules the day, since here at school, slant is gay. Friends, day of silence, April 16th, this coming Friday. Do something about it. Participate in the day of truth on the 15th. Have your kids do that. Find out what's being taught in your schools. If they're participating in day of silence, participate in the walkout on the 16th. All the links are on our website. Ask drbrown.org. Click on the line of fire. Don't forget to be praying for Thursday night, the debate with Professor Bart Ehrman. Sign up on our website for the free live webcast this Thursday. Pray that God will be glorified. We'll be back with you tomorrow, friends. You have an awesome, blessed day.